Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Peg O'Connell and Leo Daughtry. The Catawba Indians have won federal approval to build a gambling casino at Kings Mountain. Now, while this pleases the Catawba, it's not sitting well with the Cherokee Nation who tried to block it. What do you think about this? Should we seriously consider allowing other casinos, Leo?
Well, first of all, I think we've got to say that gambling in North Carolina is not against public policy. We've got the lottery. We've got the casino in Cherokee. And now there's another Indian tribe that wants a casino. I'm not in favor of it, but I don't see the logic in not allowing them to do it. I mean, you saw the pack that we got when we had the one in Cherokee, where they didn't have any alcohol for a while. Now they've got alcohol. They got
Harrow's came in. And,
yeah, they got everything going
up there.
They're
hiring thousands of people.
And they're paying the money to these Indians who are Cherokees in large amounts.
Yeah, some of them are getting $9,000-$10,000 a year.
Every year.
Peg, so the Lumbee are going to be saying, wait a minute, if you're going to have one in Cherokee, you're going to have one in Kings Mountain, let's put one down in Lumberton, North Carolina. What do you think about all this?
Well, I actually agree with Representative Daughtry. Unfortunately, we do have the lottery, and we unfortunately do have these casinos, and there are people who like them and they use them. So differentiating between groups of people who want to have casinos doesn't seem appropriate. Now, the whole issue of the Lumbee, I mean, there's a whole issue of being federally designated.
Recognized.
But,
yeah.
Robeson County struggles every day, every year. So anything that would help Robeson County, I'm for it.
Yeah. So the next progression of this, I mean, the camel's nose is already under the tent, so to speak. The next progression of this is horse racing tracks around the state.
You know, when we passed the lottery, I think that camel, his nose isn't under the tent. He's like on the couch having a beer.
We got a hump under the tent.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Now you're just negotiating the price.
We've already established the fact.
Yes.
We're just negotiating
the price.
I like that. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.